this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning. This is Money Talks, and I am Troy Harmon. As you probably noticed, our crew is a bit different today. We do have Dr. Gene Hensler in the house.
Great to be here.
And we have Jennifer Thomas as well.
Hello.
And we got lots of
Jennifer's
stuff to go over.
She's a financial planner.
Jennifer is a financial planner. Yeah, certified. CFP. Yeah.
And she's the head honcho at our planning and implementation.
Exactly.
Department,
yeah.
Our largest department in the firm.
Manager. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. You, on the other hand, have the smallest department, Troy.
No, I think Scott Keller has the smallest department.
I'm not sure. I always lump him in with you guys. So I think he's part of y'all's crew. But he does sit down there with us.
That's right.
That's true.
So we got lots of stuff going on. We've got some market-related news.
Let's talk a little bit about the economy.
Okay.
Troy. Again, every time I look at stuff here, it's a mixed bag of stuff. You know, you never get a week that all the news is good. And we don't seek out, go out of our way to have a balanced approach.
Right,
to
yeah. No, lately, we've been seeing a reasonable balance, I guess. Yeah. We'd always rather have it all positive, obviously.
I think the first one is ISM Services Index came in on Monday. What
yep.
did that show?
The number actually surprised the analysts. We were up 55.2, which they had expected.
Anything over
it to come
50
in.
is positive growth.
Right, yeah. And they had expected less than that. I think they expected about a 1-point growth. The previous was 52 and change, and they expected it up to 53.1.
Yeah, because February's was down.
Yeah,
so.
Within that number, we saw new orders index rose 4.8%, and it's actually really positive at 58.2. And we also saw business activity rose. Did see a slight pullback in the employment index, but it still remains expansionary. It's above 50 at 51.2.
So that's good news.
Right.
Then we come to chain store sales.
Yeah. We got a little bit of negative news there. But
what are they talking about? Hold on now. Now we're into April and May.
Right.
And we're talking about a weather factor.
Yes.
What's the weather factor?
Cooler
it's 80.
Weather.
It's 85 degrees on the golf course in Atlanta. Wow, that crushes any things for summer goods, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure that it does. Anyway, it did pull back about 2% from the
prior
week.
I thought maybe because the weather had gotten better, nobody's going shopping. Everyone's outside enjoying it.
There you go. All the neighborhood pools open, so they don't want
right.
to do anything
right.
but lay next to the pool. We saw international trade as well. The deficit narrowed a bit in March. We wound up with exports rising. Imports rose, but not as much.
That's good news.
Yes, absolutely.
Positive.
Yeah. Back to the good news.
And then we go to mortgage applications, which were up.
Yeah, that's positive as well. And the good part is we see the purchasing index rose nearly 9%. Overall, the overall index increased about 5.3%.
Yeah, because it was a refinance, it only went up 2.4%.
Exactly, yeah. And for months, we have seen where the refinance business had carried this the mortgage applications, but we're now seeing some houses selling. I know we've had specific evidence, locally at least, that there's a lot of building going on and whatnot, but we haven't really seen that on a national scale, but we're starting to see that now. And then we see productivity and costs.
Productivity fell.
Yes, exactly.
That's not good news.
Not good news. It was down 1.7% after seasonal adjustments. The prior quarter, though, was revised up significantly, increased 2.3% in the prior quarter relative to the 1.8% figure that they initially reported. So I guess some good news within that negative.
Yeah, and then I look at the jobless claims, and the four-week moving average rose 4,500.
Right, yeah.
Over that period of time.
Yeah. Specific short-term note, you see that it fell last week, 26,000. So yeah, that can be a pretty volatile number.
Well, it is. Obviously, if it if the average moving average is 4.5,
right?
And we had a 26 the other three previous weeks, weren't too good, were they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That's it. So a mixed bag again, but nothing in it that's super positive and nothing in it that's super negative.
Right.
So
yeah.
Like most guys are saying things are sort of going to plod along as they are.
Right.
And because we're not going to have rain in the Midwest, there'll be no tornadoes, et cetera, weather will not affect the second quarter. Is that correct? Remember, we're getting into typhoon or whatever you want it, tornado weather in the Midwest.
Hurricane. Yeah,
you're getting into floods in the Midwest.
Yeah.
All that snow melts that they got. I mean, Detroit got 90-some inches of snow. It's got to go somewhere.
Got to go somewhere.
Yeah. And it's downstream, folks.
Yeah. might be like Grand Forks, North Dakota, a place I lived for a short period of time that they had to melt and the river ran to the north from south to north, so it runs up into Canada and always causes a problem. You have runoff onto
North Dakota's
stuff.
A whole different world, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And they're doing well. Very low unemployment in North Dakota.
Well,
fast growth.
Western North Dakota with Williston and all that. Yeah, the shale oil boom is doing well there.
Highest rental rates in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Higher than Manhattan.
Yeah. Dragging some mobile homes from all over the place up there to just create housing.
My idea of heaven.
Yeah, well, especially in the middle of North Dakota.
Well, yeah. July 4th, you know. July 4th, that is their summer.
Yeah. They get one day. That's it.
I'm just trying to brag on Atlanta, you know?
We
can't complain with the weather we have.
Yeah, we got it nice.
Interest rates for the week were relatively flat.
Relatively. They slid down just a little bit. 30-year average slid 6 basis points to 4.2%. And the jumbo is at...
Dropped 6 points. 4.3.
Exactly.
And listen, there's a 30-year is 4.2. A 30-year jumbo with 20% down is 4.39. I got to tell you, the spread between those two at one time was 4%.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it was difficult to get it. If you got one, you know, you had to have, okay, you want $1 million loan? All right, leave $1.2 million on deposit. You know what I mean?
Right.
One of those kind of things.
Exactly.
And if there are two people out there that still have not refinanced, now's the time.
This is it. Yep. We also saw some earnings news this week, and I guess we can skip through, but one of the ones that kind of stuck out, we saw AIG shares fell 4% after they this thing is so confusing, after they reported that earnings were up relative to what had been expected. We saw 1.21% per share earnings, or $1.21. $1.21 a share versus $1.06 that analysts had expected. But the thing is, if you look everywhere, the earnings had fell 27% on higher catastrophe losses and lower investment returns.
That's a good combination for insurance company to have.
Exactly. And what was weird is their CEO came out and said, it's great. I'm real proud of our earnings. I don't know.
Well, a company that's not too proud of earnings, especially their sales, really, I think,
right.
Whole Foods, they got hammered. Stock was down 19%.
Exactly.
People have sort of gotten the idea. Article in the Wall Street Journal talked about a specific type of cheese that Whole Foods sold for $20 and some cents a pound.
Right.
And there was another kind of market that was in there that sold it for $14 a pound. Not that that's cheap, but that's one ridiculous amount of markup. And what's happening is they can't get away with it. And Atlanta's got, somebody told me there were going to be 10 Sprouts stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're
mm-hmm.
opening all at once, just to virtually just... one after another, and that's after the business.
Right.
And then you have what? Fresh Foods, is it? Fresh Foods, whatever it is, another chain.
Yeah.
And that's going after their business.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, for example, the Kroger's. I went to Whole Foods to buy red lentils or something, or red quinoa, mm-hmm. whatever it was. And it's like $6 a bag. I go to Kroger's, and there it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
$2.99.
Right.
So everybody's chipping away at their business along the line. So the margins are going to have to fall.
Yeah.
And because they don't offer particularly special environment to shop.
Right.
Okay. They're not like if you go to a Harris Teeter, it's much more attractive than Whole Foods, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other, I'm talking Nature's Own or whatever the heck the name of the other chain is. Fresh something, whatever. And their presentation is wonderful, very neat, boutique-ish. They're obnoxiously priced, too. But
right.
And anyhow, even with a 19% drop, they're selling for 23 times earnings, and you've got Kroger selling for 15 times earnings.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't a very positive.
Not at all.
How'd the market do?
The market overall, we had we've still got utilities leading for the year up 12%. How in the world can that happen? Well, probably a colder winter has driven up their earnings. We see we're almost 90% through the earnings season, and they're showing that their surprise is up 19%, I think, on utilities alone. But for the week, we're actually down 0.58% on the S&P 500.
And year to date, the S&P is still up.
Yes, it's up 1.32% for the year. Right.
Okay. So in spite of all these ups and downs and bounces, and as you said, like 80% of earnings are in, and they haven't been all that bad.
Yeah, no, they haven't. We're about 5% growth in earnings. The surprise is a little better than that, about 6%. So, you know, we've seen analysts have kind of missed the boat there. But
Everything's going to be better in the second quarter.
Well, let's hope.
All right. Well, let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.